Bit with Michelle Siegel, the Commissioner, Department of Consumer Protection, and she was just reappointed. She's done a terrific job. She's with us once a month, and we talk about things that you generally don't talk about. And again, congratulations. I think that was a terrific appointment. I was so happy to hear it, Michelle. So you're going to be working hard again. And you are. You're really on top of all this, everything. And today, some unusual things I never realized. I got to tell you, I never realized there were so many people that were trying to you know, hurt other people with stealing, with whatever they do. And what should consumers consider before? This is something that I never would have ever dreamed of. What should consumers consider before joining a gym?
Well, thank you. Yeah, we figured this would be a good topic for people with the new year. A lot of people have weight loss or getting in shape as sort of their goal for the year. So we wanted people to be thoughtful about how they go about doing that. But also, thank you for having me on. I'm really excited to be able to continue in this role and to be part of the Lamont administration. So in terms of joining a gym, you know, I think people get very enthusiastic and have really high ambitions as they start the new year and are ready to do things, and maybe you're going to rush into these decisions. And so these are ones, it's not necessarily that gyms are trying to trick you necessarily, but you want to first make sure you understand what's the rate. Some gyms may be offering really attractive introductory rates, but if you look closely, after 2 months, suddenly the price is going to go up. So be sure you understand what's the price, assuming you stick with it. Find out if there's additional fees. If you want to join one of the classes, do you pay extra? Is the locker, getting a locker there, is that going to be an extra fee? So you want to be sure, things like that. Also, figure out how you can cancel your contract. If, let's say, after 3 or 4 months you find you're never using the gym, or maybe you move and now this gym, or you've changed jobs, it's just no longer convenient. So be sure, if you're, you know, thinking of getting a full year membership, that you understand how committed you are to that and whether you can kind of get out of it. And then also, we always want to encourage people to be safe. So if you maybe haven't been working out, and this is really a whole new thing for you, talk with your doctor before you get into something too aggressive right up front. Make sure you understand what makes sense for you medically.
You know, I've often wondered, too, how can you tell if you're going to a good gym? That to me, you know, is the most important thing. You want to go to the best. How can you tell?
So a number of things you can be doing, because, right, what you don't want to do is get excited, sign a contract, suddenly be committed to 12 months, and then after a few weeks you realize it's just not working for you. So, and again, look at the fees. Are there undisclosed fees? Are you suddenly going to be paying extra for all sorts of things you didn't realize? I would also encourage people, if you're thinking of a gym, figure out around what time of day. Are you going to be going in before work, or do you plan to go in, you know, on certain time on the weekends? Visit the gym during those times. Make sure the equipment you want to use is going to be available to you. If there's only 3 or 4 treadmills and the time you want to work out, they always seem to be taken, it just may not be the right place for you. So you don't want to sort of set yourself up to be frustrated. And then, of course, you always want to look for reviews. So, you know, talk to people who are using the gym, see how they like it. Do a Google search on it. Are there a ton of complaints? That may be a clue. Look at the contract if it's really confusing. Try to ask questions. But if you can't figure out what you're getting yourself into, you may want to shop around.
You know, when you think of working out and, you know, you can work out at home. You can. I do. You can get yourself together. But people love gyms. They love to go to these gyms. And I've often wondered some of the things that they might have to go through. And another thing, too, what about weight loss supplements, about diet plans, about all these things? You know, I was watching a couple of things the other night, and there were three different commercials on television about this guy lost 45 pounds. Then they go to another one, and somebody else, you know, you wonder about all of those things. and they say, you can eat this, you can eat, you know, like anything. And I just wonder if people really understand what they're getting into. That's one of the big things, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, that's definitely a big thing, and so many people are anxious to lose weight, and it's just not easy to do, and so it's very attractive to see something where, you know, eat more, exercise less, and still lose weight, and it sounds wonderful. It's like this miracle. You can do everything you want to do but still lose weight. So definitely be really skeptical when somebody's it seems almost miraculous how fantastic something's going to work. You know, if that were true, we wouldn't have kind of the obesity issues we have in our country if there was really this miracle cure out there. Be very suspicious of guarantees. So somebody says, you know, use this for 10 weeks and you're guaranteed to lose whatever, 45 pounds or X number of pounds. That's usually not going to be true. There's so much that goes into losing weight in terms of where you are to begin with, what your health habits and exercise habits already are. So, you know, be skeptical of guarantees, be skeptical of promises that seem too good to be true. And even when you see some of these reviews or success stories, these are often advertisements. Somebody's being paid to say those things.
Of course.
And maybe it did work for this person, and there's 1 in 1,000 who has this, like, amazing outcome. But that doesn't necessarily, it's going to mean it'll work for you. So really, be thoughtful about how you want to go about weight loss and be prepared that it's going to take some work. It may take some changes depending on kind of what your goals are. You maybe do need to talk to your doctor and make sure you're going about it in an appropriate and healthy way.
That brings me to something that I wanted to ask you earlier, but there's so much when you talk about working out and gyms and so forth. What types of complaints do you get about health clubs?
Probably the biggest one we get is when a health club closes. And so that can obviously lead to a lot of complaints.
And
so,
I bet you there are some that do close.
Yeah, you know, I don't know the exact number, but it's certainly every year we probably get one or two in that. And that can be an issue. If to the extent you can do some research and get a feel for the place, it's great to pick a place that doesn't seem to be in disrepair or on the verge of collapse. But you can't always tell, and these things happen. So we actually have a health club guarantee fund at our department. You can learn about that a bit on our website. But, you know, money from health club licenses goes into this fund. And so if a club fails and is not giving people their membership back, you can apply for the guarantee fund from us. And we can, you know, use that to help reimburse people and get them their money back.
What is the say it a couple of times so that the folks can take it down.
Okay, so it's just, if you go to our website, it's ct.gov/DCP. So, you know, ct.gov brings you to a state website, /DCP, Department of Consumer Protection. And once you're on there, you can find a lot of this. There's a nice search bar. There's a way to find different forms there. So it would be the health club guarantee form. And this really is only relevant if you're a member of a club, you've paid these upfront fees, and now they've closed. So you've paid for 12 months, and all of a sudden, 6 months in, they shut down, and you've already paid for these last 6 months, but obviously are not able to take advantage. Then you could apply to us, and we have a process to help with that.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Do you have a lot of folks that get into the workouts and things that talk with you?
Somewhat. You know, it's one of those things where it doesn't happen often, but once a club closes, it can, you know, if they have 100, 200 members, a lot of people will be impacted all at once. So it may be something that we go a long time not hearing too much about, and then all of a sudden there's an influx because a whole bunch of people are being impacted all at the same time.
Okay, a couple of things that I wanted to ask you. In what you do, and I never realized until I met you, just how many things the Consumer Protection Department does. What would you say of all the things? It's kind of hard to pick out one or two, but what are some of the biggest that you hear from people? You know, and I know you've got one here, one there, but just overall, as the commissioner.
You know, we hear about a lot of things. I think, and it depends on when you're asking. But nowadays, as people are thinking about recreational marijuana, thinking about sports betting, those are both industries that we would likely be regulating. And so those are certainly topics we hear about a lot as different people are thinking through whether that makes sense for Connecticut, and if so, in what form.
So there'll be some, of course, there'll be regulations.
Right. Whether either recreational marijuana, sports betting, if there's a third casino, any of those, large-scale things would be regulated and most likely be regulated by DCP.
And the sports betting, that's going to be huge. I mean, it's strange when all of this started, we're going to have sports betting. My comment was we already got it. I mean, it's unbelievable, but it's now happening. There's no question about it.
Right. So it's certainly now the kind of courts have determined states can start having these programs, and then you can regulate them, make sure there are some consumer protections in place, and things like that. And so ultimately, the legislature is going to need to figure out what makes sense as a sports betting program for Connecticut, and we would, with our input, work on how to regulate that to make sure consumers are being treated fairly, and that's really important.
Now, if somebody wants to see you, okay, to get to you and see you, can they do that?
Yeah, well, I take people, my email's right on our website, but you can call us, especially, if you have a complaint or want more information because you're trying to make a decision and you just want to be sure you're thinking of all the right things before you do that. So our number is 860-713-6300.
860-713-6300. And you know something? That is one of the things that I hear from people about the services that you get, that you can get on the telephone. And most people, that's what they want to do, and just ask you some questions, or they've got some problems. And this is, I never realized until I met you, how involved the Consumer Protection Department was. It's huge. It is huge.
Yeah, we regulate a lot. So certainly, the big piece when we come on radios or go out and talk to groups is we want to give consumers information. The best thing is for consumers to protect themselves. For me, success is when a consumer doesn't have to come to me with a complaint because they avoided a scam. They understood their contract, avoided a deal that wasn't going to work out for them. And so I really enjoy the opportunity to do that. But we certainly do a lot of regulation up front to try to keep the marketplace safe. So there's just a lot of good businesses out there, and we want to make sure consumers can find them and know how to do that.
Well, that's tremendous, Michelle. Michelle Segal, who is with me once a month, the Commissioner, Department of Consumer Protection, very, very busy and will handle anything. I'm telling you right now. Has done a great job. She's been with us quite a while here and is going to be staying. Just got another appointment, so that's good news for those who need this kind of service. 860-713-6300. So, again, Michelle, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure, as always.
And we'll see you soon. And I'll be right back, friends.